Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Paul was an apostle. Now, people get hung up on titles and don't realize that God doesn't emphasize titles. In fact, He told us not to use them. These are job descriptions. And Paul never referred to himself, to my knowledge, as, "Hi, I'm the Apostle Paul." Never. He would say, "I'm Paul, an apostle. I am an apostle." What? That's a job description. Apostle is a sent one who lays foundation, starts a work, preaches the word where it hadn't been heard before. Then the teacher waters what's already been planted. Come on, can you see that? So when Paul preached it to them, they'd never heard it before. There was no church there. He preached, people got saved, they started a church. He trained elders and like Timothy and Titus and others and gave them directions, and they led the churches under his supervision. And he planted, but Apollos watered and gave more anointed teaching and preaching on the same subjects that Paul ministered to him to begin with. Do you need both? Do you need planting and watering? Well, you know, in the natural, you can plant a seed. It can be decent ground. It can be a perfect seed. But if it never gets any water, it won't develop. You've got to have the, and we can say it like this, the Word will do nothing until it's planted in a person. I'm talking about the Word He speaks to us. And even after it's planted, it won't bring forth a harvest unless it's watered and continually watered. How many know in the natural, you don't just need one watering, you need additional waterings, right? But you got to have watering all along. If you're going to have a crop, you got to have the early and the latter rains. You got to have that moisture. Well, this should renew our minds that when it comes to the Word of God, it's not a matter that you heard it one time and you made a note or two about it and you thought, okay, I've got that now. No, it ain't just about got it up here. It's a seed that gets in you. And then you need to hear about it again. You need to hear about it again. And you need to hear about it again. Now, you may have heard some of this before, but it needs to be reality to us, not just a saying. You need to hear it. You're not just hearing about it again because you were slow and didn't get it the first time. It's because it's a seed in you and it needs to be watered. This is not just about knowledge. Faith isn't knowledge. Faith is a force in your spirit. A creative force, a restoring force. Hallelujah. Miracle working force. Jesus told people, your faith made you whole. Your faith saved you. Well, how do you get faith? Come on, help me out, saints. How do you? It comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. That's planting and watering. Thank you, Father. Go with me to the book of Luke. We got into this last time. I want to continue further. Jesus taught on this subject, not just once or twice. Jesus taught on this and expounded on this. He said it was how the kingdom works. And you see what we call the parable of the sower. You could call it the parable of the seed. Some of these titles were added by men. How many understand everything that you see at the top of your page is not necessarily inspired? That's something men wrote up there, right?
That's true.
Even titles, you know, like the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts. Well, really, it's not just Acts of Apostles. It's Acts of Prophets. It's Acts of Evangelists. It's Acts of, right? You see that? And really, it's not just that. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the church. Anyway, Luke 8, are you there? Verse 1. We see in what is called the parable of the sower or the seed. This is recorded in Matthew 13. This is recorded in Mark 4. And it's also recorded in Luke 8. And you really have to read all three to get the full understanding, because Matthew said some things the other two didn't say. Luke said some things the other two didn't say. Vice versa. It said, it came to pass, Luke 8:1, afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village doing what? Preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. That's why it's called the gospel. Gospel simply means good news, the good tidings, good report. And the reason it's good is because it's about good things. The good news are all the good things Jesus has done for us by coming, taking our place, paying the price. Some have thought you're going to hell if you don't change. It's the gospel. It is not, because that's not good news. It's not. You always give people the good news first. Now, if they reject the good news, you got bad news for them, right? You are going to hell if you don't change. But give them the good news first. And if they receive that, there is no bad news for them. But the gospel is good news. Good news. And verse 2. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, keep going, Joanna the wife of Cusa, Herod's servant, Susanna, many others which ministered to him of their substance. These are some, and it says many others. Jesus had a lot of financial partners. People that had been healed and delivered under his ministry that supported the ministry financially and materially. That's what this is talking about.
Yes.
And it still works that way today. Verse 4, when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Keep going. Some fell upon a rock. As soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, in explaining, and we'll get to that, I think, at some point, explaining the, his disciples asked him to explain this to him, and he did. We'll see it in a moment. He said the sower sowed the word. And he explains that these four types of ground are four types of people. And that he's describing the results or lack of results from the word being sown into these people's lives. This is reality of how it works in the earth. Everything that happens to us in this life and in the next is the result of our response to God's Word. I want to go over that again. Everything that happens to us in this life and in the next is the result of our response. And when I say response, or lack of, our response to God's Word. Take the biggest thing, whether we're saved or not. What determines that? Our response to His Word. I heard some folks talking on a TV interview show one time, internationally known show. The interviewer was talking to some pastors and preachers, well known, and the subject came up, how can a good God send people to an awful hell? How can love do that? And so the interviewer was acting like an unbeliever. I don't know if they were or not, but they were adamant about that that's preposterous, that if God really is good and love, then there's no way He can and will send anybody to an awful place of torment. And as I heard that, I thought, Lord, what's the best way to answer that? What's the right way? How do you answer that? And as I was pondering it, the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard a voice out here, but inside me very distinctly, He said, Keith, it's not my choice. Now that's a big statement. Is that true or not? It's not my choice. Somebody said, well, God's all powerful. Yeah, but if in His sovereignty and His power, He chose to let it be your choice, then according to His sovereignty and power, it's not His choice. It's your choice, my choice. And if you'll read the Bible with open eyes, it's everywhere. I set before you life, death, blessing, and cursing. You choose. He that believes, be saved. He that doesn't, will be condemned. It really is our choice. Well, if what happens to us beyond this life in eternity is the result of our response to what He told us, then that's the biggest thing. Certainly everything else that's lesser happening down here would be based on the same thing. Everything that happens to us, the outcomes of this life and the next, is the result of our response to God's Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.